Here in Southern California, the threat of wildfires is no longer just a summer concern. It's an ongoing crisis, year after year. Massive fires have torn through neighborhoods, leaving destruction in their wake. But as these fires get worse, so does the financial toll on residents. Insurance companies, already struggling to keep up with the rising risks, are pulling out or raising rates to unsustainable levels. For homeowners in fire-prone areas, this means skyrocketing premiums, canceled policies, and in some cases, no coverage at all. And right now, as the fires across LA County continue to smolder, residents who have lost everything wonder, what do we do now? The recent wave of wildfires is driving many people to the breaking point as insurance experts struggle to find solutions and lawmakers try to address the crisis before it gets worse. Fox 11 News in Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News in Depth. Southern California, as you well know, is dealing with a shocking and unprecedented crisis. Not only the destructive wave of wildfires that laid waste to entire local communities, but the obstacles residents and small business owners face when they try to rebuild. The struggle to claim insurance has been a real struggle and can bring on some nasty surprises. Many locals don't even know where to begin. Joining us now, Carl Sussman. He's the owner of the Sussman Insurance Agency. And Carl, thanks for being here. You've been a pretty busy guy, I gather.
Hal, for sure. Thanks for having me. It has been definitely a challenge like no other, for sure.
We know we've had wildfires before. That's nothing new. But what's new is the intensity of this particular fire, the storm of it, the rage of it. And what has that? Was your hair dark before this happened?
It was darker, and there was a lot more of it, I can tell you that. And you're right. This fire was not like any other. Normally, there's a fire, and I've grown up in Los Angeles, so I'm familiar with it. Well, there'll be a fire that starts, and you start watching the containment start to go up, and then your anxiety starts to go down. And somehow with this fire, the fire just kept growing and growing, and the containment stayed at zero. We knew something different was going on, for sure.
And certainly for the people who were in the target of this thing. Let's listen to some of what they told us.
I think that in our minds we were like, let's evacuate to be safe, but I don't think we even could comprehend that the house would be gone.
It's horrifying. I mean, you look at everything you've worked for your entire life and it's gone, and then you look at your whole neighborhood and it's gone, and you're just like, wow, how long till things are anywhere near normal again, you know?
It's just so hard for me to believe that it's gone. That it's just gone.
I'm going to rebuild my business, my son's business, my brother's law firm, my sister's business. We're going to rebuild our homes. We're going to rebuild our community.
And you know, that's what we're hearing from most of the fire victims. It's their homes they really want to rebuild. And the situation is not unusual because we've had fires here in Southern California before, but never in my memory, and this decades long, never to the extent of what we've seen.
You're right. And this is the big concern. This is why we've been having so much trouble in the past 4 years or so getting property insurance. It's this fear of some type of a catastrophic event just like this.
And you know, when we talk about this kind of a catastrophic event, how are the recent fires from before that still being impacted, because you get this domino effect, right?
Exactly. The way an insurance policy is priced, in essence, is they look at the probability of having some type of a loss. And wildfires are typically designed to be programmed into the price for about every 100 years or so to have a major wildfire. Unfortunately, now we're seeing these wildfires every few years. And then all of a sudden, we're hit with the real granddaddy of them all, this time around. So there's no question that we're already paying the price from previous wildfires, and the carriers are struggling with how they're going to continue offering coverage based on that exposure, and now we have this.
But let's talk about, and I think we should get really basic here, how is a person to proceed in dealing with their insurance?
The most important thing to do right now is, if you have a policy in place, is keep it. Make sure you don't, this is not the time to be shopping around. This is not the shopping time. Make sure the policy is on auto pay. Make sure that it automatically pays. You don't want to have something missed in the mail and have that policy lapse. The chances of being able to obtain that policy again are very slim. If you've been non-renewed for a policy, check on the Department of Insurance's website, because they have put out bulletins that state that if you are in affected zip codes based on where these fires have been, or even adjacent zip codes, then you have a period of time when you cannot be non-renewed. It's not automatic. You might still get that notice. So you have to go to the website, put in your address, and you'll see, are you in one of those protected areas? Then just call your carrier, call your agent, call your broker, and say, hey, we need to lift that non-renewal.
And I'm sure other brokers just like you are overwhelmed.
We're very busy. We've been working around the clock 7 days a week since the 7th, and there's no end in sight, because this is the go time. This is what we're really here for. We're not here for the toilet overflowed and caused a few dollars in damage. We're here for this, when people really need to have a policy and really have to have that money coming in.
So what about immediate assistance? If you have nowhere to go, of course, some people have certainly found places to gravitate to, but what about immediate assistance?
The most important thing to do if you have a policy is file that claim. Get that claim filed and get that adjuster to start giving you money. There are regulations on the books that mandate how quickly an insurance company has to start giving you money for things like additional living expenses.
I believe clothing,
food, everything. People left their homes and never returned. They're literally starting from the clothes on their back. So they need to have money to pay for lodging. They have to have money to pay for food, to buy a laptop, to keep working, everything.
And how quickly are people getting money?
Depending on the insurance company, and fortunately, I can say this now, I was hoping I'd be able to, and I can, the carriers have really stepped up in a way that I only could have hoped they would. We're seeing EFT payments, electronic payments being made to clients every day in the millions of dollar range. So they're stepping up and the money's coming in. If you haven't gotten money yet, you need to make a little bit of noise and make sure that money comes in.
You know, I think it's interesting. This is one of those kind of maybe rare sort of crises that everybody knows somebody who lost something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have friends who have lost homes. I have friends who have lost their apartments. Renter's insurance, how's that affected?
Renter's insurance is impacted as well, because any type of property insurance policy, don't forget there are plenty of people that were in the Palisades and in the area in the valley in the Eden fire that were renting and had renter's policies. So all of those policies are total losses for the most part. So policy limits are what people are going to be looking for and should be expecting to get.
So what you said, file your claim if you're a homeowner. Renters?
Same thing. File that claim right away. And you should be getting an adjuster within a matter of days. Depending on the insurance company, it might be that day. If it's with the California Fair Plan, unfortunately, it might be a little bit longer than a few days. But once you engage with that adjuster, there are regulations that dictate how quickly and what they have to pay you on right away.
There were a lot of reports of people having their insurance canceled just days before this happened.
It was unfortunately fortuitous that companies were foreseeing these types of events, and they were starting to non-renew in those areas. Fortunately, the Department of Insurance has stepped in and said, if you were non-renewed in the last 90 days prior to the fire, then you can reach out and have that company potentially reinstate your policy.
Potentially. Well, where's the law on this?
Well, I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to step over.
And anything. You don't play one on TV.
And I don't play one on TV. But my understanding is, if there has not been a loss, right, if your home has not been destroyed and you're in that 90-day window, then you can probably go to your carrier and they will reinstate the policy. So you'll have that policy back. If the home no longer exists, they're not going to be expected to go back and reinstate it.
And just one final thought in this segment. What if you don't have insurance?
Then go to FEMA's website, go to the SBA website, and you'll be able to get information on getting money to you right away.
And one website that people could go to?
I believe there's one on the California Department of Insurance website has one. It's at insurance.ca.gov.
Okay, very good. All right, coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, you're going to stay with us, girl, right? We've got a lot more to talk about to you about insurance, the impact of these fires, all coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth. We will talk more about the insurance crisis amid the wildfire recovery and talk about those who can't get insurance. What is the California Fair Plan all about? Stay tuned. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and we are talking about the recent wildfires and how to deal with insurance. But this affects a lot more than just fire victims. It affects many Californians. Let's bring back our insurance expert, Carl Sussman, and let's touch on some other issues regarding recovery from these wildfires. First of all, are people being scammed?
It's horrible. There are some bad actors that are out there doing things that are just horrific. I truly think there's a special place in hell for what I'm seeing some of these people do.
Well, like what?
People will call you up and say, oh, you want to have your house rebuilt? Sign this contract. No numbers yet, but you have to guarantee to work with me. Give me a check, and I'll put you in line, front of the line, for rebuilding.
And these people are totally vulnerable.
They're completely vulnerable. Other people are getting phone calls being told that I'll assist you with filing your claim. I need to get all this personal information from you. And guess what? Their identity is stolen the next day. It's unbelievable.
So what do you do?
Well, the first thing is do not expect FEMA or the government in any way to be texting you. You're not going to get a random text from a real government agency that says, hey, we're here to give you money. If you're getting something inbound that you have not requested, you should assume it's probably a scam. You should go out and find the things that you're looking for that assistance from the government, and then you can go ahead and expect to get information back, but don't expect anything to come in without you going to get it.
But I'm not going to belabor this point, but I've talked to some of these victims at length, and it's like they got punched in the gut, and they are looking for somebody to help them stand up.
It's true. And we talk to people, hundreds of people, every single day. And I keep saying we have to give coverage and we have to give comfort because they really do need to have both. And they are being taken advantage of with text scams, phone scams, people showing up at their doors trying to get them to sign documents. If anyone wants you to sign something, don't sign anything until you have a chance to review it with an attorney or review it with someone that is in that business.
We know that we've heard about insurance companies bailing, getting out of California. Were that to happen, will we ever be able to get insurance again here?
Well, we've already been suffering with carriers that have been leaving California that haven't been able to find a way to be profitable here. And I would like to think that after this level of devastation, there's going to have to be some changes to the regulations and the way that the insurance carriers are regulated and treated in California to be able to find a way to keep going.
And we talked a little bit about this in the green room, but earthquake insurance is a good example. After Northridge, companies started leaving because it just cost them more to pay the claims than it did to be able to make a buck.
Right. The problem is you have to be able to make a profit, right? If you're collecting $100 and you're paying $101, can't do that for very long, right? Doesn't work. So the California Earthquake Authority was formed, as you mentioned, after the Northridge earthquake. And that was designed to allow people to still have earthquake insurance, a basic form of earthquake insurance. And people would share in that risk, all of the carriers that were part of that plan.
So let's say that sort of thing happens, and then it becomes a smaller number of organizations that do business. Will this stuff become unaffordable at some point?
I hope not. The interesting thing is, for all of the risk we have in California from wildfires and earthquakes, we still rank around number 6 for the least expensive property insurance in the country.
Amazing.
And that's just not normal, right? You and I can sit there and intellectually say, well, that doesn't make sense. No wonder the carriers are leaving, because how can they possibly charge premiums that low when our exposure is so high?
Well, there's something called the FAIR Plan. What is that?
The California FAIR Plan was created specifically to fit into a place where you have a risk that the private market simply cannot afford. It might be because it's in a high wildfire area or some other reason that makes it uninsurable to a private company. So all of the carriers in California, all of the admitted insurance companies, are required by law to put money in and participate in the California FAIR Plan. FAIR Plan then takes that money and will offer basic fire insurance to people that need it. It's not inexpensive, but it's fire insurance.
But do they have the money to pay the kinds of claims that are coming in now?
It's a great question. And in their wallet right now, the answer is no. But the good news is they have a lot of places that they are allowed to go to get money. They have reinsurance that they can go to get money. They're allowed to call in some bonds if they need to. And most importantly, they can go to every insurance company that's admitted in the state of California, the carriers that are already giving them money to exist, and ask them for more money to be sure that they pay all of their claims.
Should we expect to see some of these insurers run out of money?
I don't think we're going to see any of them go bankrupt. I don't think we're going to see any simply not be able to fulfill their obligations. There are other organizations in California that will step in the event that there is a carrier that becomes insolvent. But I haven't seen anything yet that would indicate that we have any particular risk for a carrier going bankrupt.
But more on a personal level, Do you think that the rates will go up? And if they go up, will they go up across the board?
They're definitely going to go up across the board. But what we're going to see is we've always had somewhat of a homogenous situation with property insurance where everyone's paying relatively the same thing, regardless of what the actual risk is. And I think what we're going to see going forward is people that are in areas that are higher risk are going to be paying more. And then people that are in areas that are lower risk for fire are going to be paying less, potentially significantly less, because more companies will be competing for that type of business.
Yeah, but you have this situation where you have areas that would not have a wildfire at all, yet they're taking the burden of some of this that we're dealing with down here.
That's exactly how it's been. And I think that's what we're going to start seeing happen less, because we're going to be in a situation where everyone's going to have to pay more if they're in these higher risk areas. And the consumers that are not simply are not going to be able to afford that burden.
How about some tips on dealing specifically with the California FAIR Plan?
California FAIR Plan, understand, is a bureaucracy. You just have to accept that. And it's not our favorite thing. So expect to be a little more patient than you normally would be with an insurance company directly. Also understand that because of the level of claims that they have, they're calling in adjusters from all over the country. You might be speaking to someone that's never even been to California.
But to be clear, this is bare bones coverage.
This is fire only, correct.
All right. We will talk more about insurance here in Southern California with our expert. And another burden people are facing, big price hikes in vehicle insurance. We'll be right back. Don't worry. Welcome back to Fox 11 News and Death. We're back with our expert on insurance, Carl Sussman. And, you know, we've got another subject for you. This is not about home insurance, but about car insurance, because that's going to skyrocket too?
Yes, we've been seeing auto insurance rates go up pretty steadily for the last few years.
And why?
Well, the easiest way to understand it is you're getting the costs passed on to you from what things are costing. In the past, when, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, if you had a fender bender, somebody bumped you, you would go to the body shop, somebody would knock out the bump and maybe buff it out, and it would be a couple $100, $500, $600. Now, if somebody has that same small impact, that bumper now is going to cost $2,000. It's going to require special handling to put the camera back in place and the sensors and all of those other things. Now that claim is $5,000 or $6,000.
And a lot of people out there may be saying, you're right, nodding their heads saying you're right, because mine has done that.
Exactly. And unfortunately, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's true, I'm still seeing it, we still are having a backlog from the pandemic days. Getting parts for these cars is still slower than it was pre-pandemic.
Just one observation. I had a little teeny tiny itty bitty teeny teeny scratch on the side of my car. It was a new car. I wasn't happy about that. I got it fixed. My rates went up. If I would have just taken a few bucks out of my pocket and paid for it, it wouldn't have happened.
That's a great point. And this is part of the problem with the regulations that we have in California. I'll give a great example. If you and I are the same driver and you've never had a ticket or accident, I've had 3 speeding tickets, 4 accidents, and then maybe another reckless driving. Do you know that in 3 years, you and I get the same price? Don't tell me you're not subsidizing me all that time in between. And that's the problem, is our regulations are designed to protect people that are not driving as well as people that are driving safely.
And we see all those burned out cars.
Yes.
Does that impact on everybody else?
Well, those are typically what are called comprehensive claims, meaning they're damaged to the vehicle while they're not in motion. And by California statute, that's not something that the insurance industry can surcharge individuals for.
What can we do to lower our auto insurance rates?
The best thing to do is to be proactive. A lot of times, if you just make a call to the insurance company or talk to your agent and broker and say, hey, can you tell me every discount that's available that I don't currently have? Let me decide if I can qualify or not. But tell me every single one of them. You might find that there are discounts that you didn't know existed that you can qualify for.
Carl, aren't there laws that protect us from insurance companies overcharging, gouging, whatever you want to call it?
Absolutely. The Department of Insurance, which is extremely consumer friendly, will only approve a rate if they can see the math. They can actually see that it's justifiable and necessary in order to have that policy active.
All right, let's get some tips out there for people who want to save money on auto insurance.
Talk to your broker. Talk to your agent. Ask for discounts. Find out about vehicle usage. That's a big one. Sometimes you're working from home now, part-time maybe. You're certainly driving less. Let your agent or broker or the carrier know, because typically the insurance company is not going to wake up one day and say, I think they're probably driving less, so I'll charge them less. Doesn't work that way.
This is not the last fire we're going to see.
Sadly, no. And I hope that we can learn some lessons, we'll build safer, and the carriers will find a way to put
something together. And on that point, tips about building safer, hardening your home.
Home hardening is a great big deal. And I think part of these new regulations that we're seeing from the Department of Insurance mandate carriers offer discounts to consumers that do things to make their home less likely to burn.
And one specific tip that you could do. When I bought my home 100 years ago, it had a wood roof. First thing that went, the wood roof.
Right. The roof is a big part of it. But I think the number one thing that I see is people have trees and branches that are overhanging the roof. And believe it or not, the code actually says it needs to be 5 feet back from the house. Imagine how many homes that would impact. 5 feet away from your house, it's probably not going to happen. But that's what you want to be shooting for.
But then if you have hurricane force winds driving flames right through your home.
Right. We're not going to be able to do much if we have 90-mile-an-hour winds and fire again. But in the event that we don't have that level of wind, we can do everything we can to at least try and protect our homes.
All right. So one more time. Couple of tips for your home. Couple of tips for your car.
Couple tips for your home. Make sure you have a roof that is fire resistive. For your home, be sure that you have a fire alarm system. Be sure that you have the trees that are no longer hanging over your roof line. For your car, make sure your usage is correctly listed with your insurance company. Make sure you've asked for all discounts that you might be eligible for.
There are so many, we only have a minute left. There are so many heartbreaking stories. You've heard them. I've heard them. What is the most heart-wrenching thing you've heard?
I think just the sheer volume. Because my wife and I work in the business together, and you know, we have over 130 total losses just of our clients alone. And we're feeling that because we're talking to the people, we're hearing them cry, we're seeing what they're going through.
It's hard. It's very, very hard. Carl Sussman, thanks so much for joining us, and keep your pacing. Keep your pacing. We'll be right back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this break. See you around the bend. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everyone. And if all of this has you feeling a little stressed out, take a look at this. LA's Cat Cafe Lounge is offering complimentary 30 and 70-minute cat therapy sessions. The cafe is on Sepulveda Boulevard in West LA. They are also looking for people to sign up to foster displaced cats. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.